Okay, then 25. When all who are close to me arise as enemies, it is the weapon of evil karma returning on me for harboring within harmful evil intentions. From now on, I shall decrease my deceit and guile. Okay, so when all those who are close to me arise as enemies, okay, when our relatives, you know, in our view, appear obnoxious, whether they're doing something or not, you know, it doesn't matter, but from our perspective, they're appearing as enemies, okay? Our employer or employees appear as our enemies out to get us. Even our spiritual teacher appears as our enemy to our perspective. You know, they're trying to force us to do something. Friends start appearing as enemies. In other words, you know, our karmic vision is such that it seems like the whole world just is uncooperative and out to get us. Yeah. Or it could be that, you know, other people are doing, you know, inappropriate things. But that's kind of immaterial, because the whole point is that whatever they're doing, our mind is making them into enemies. Okay, so, you know, what is this due to? It's the weapon of evil karma returning on me. What did we do either earlier this life or most probably in previous lives? Harbor within us harmful evil intentions. Okay, so we were, you know, we lacked sympathy and empathy with others. We were insensitive. We plotted how to get our revenge. We delighted when they failed. We interfered with their projects. You know, we just had harmful intentions towards other people, and just even thinking about them, plus, of course, acting them out. But just even thinking about them is the negative karma, you know, one of the 10 negative actions, because we're just dwelling on, you know, how to make somebody else miserable. So, you know, you can see that when we let our mind go in that direction of you know, wishing others harm, how it creates the karma for us to see everybody else as enemies. Okay? Because at that moment, when we're having the malicious thought towards others, we're seeing them as enemies. Okay, so we're habituating our mind with that perspective of, you know, everybody's out to get me, nobody likes me, I can't trust anybody. And so because of just being habituated with that perspective, then later on, you know, it appears to us as if everybody's uncooperative and adverse to us. Yeah, so it's a karmic result of holding malicious thought. So you can see, like, another karmic result of holding malicious thought is that we become very suspicious and fearful. You know, and again, you can see the link between having malicious thought towards others and evil intentions towards others, and then ourself becoming very, you know, having unreasonable fears. Because actually, when we're harboring maliciousness, we're quite afraid of other people, you know, and we're making them probably feel suspicious and ill at ease and fearful. And so as a karmic result of that, then we began to become, you know, suspicious, ill at ease, and fearful. Okay? So it's quite interesting to think about this, you know, when you watch your mind swing into different moods. And sometimes you can tell that the mood seems to be a little bit unreasonable given the situation. And to say, well, why am I in this kind of mood? Why does it appear this way to me? And then we can trace it to some kind of, you know, negative mental action, you know, accumulated in previous times. And we can begin to see the link between the cause and the result. And then that helps us to give up holding bad intentions about other people. Okay, so that, how do we, you know, remedy this situation? You know, Dharma Rakshita suggests, from now on, I shall decrease my deceit and guile. Okay, so instead of trying to, you know, pull one over on other beings, trying to be a little bit more upfront and honest. Okay, so this is speaking, deceit and guile are speaking about another two mental factors. One is called pretension. And with pretension, we pretend to have good qualities that we don't have. Okay? So, yeah, we're just putting on airs, you know. We're pretending to have good qualities we don't have. Sometimes we don't even recognize that we don't have good qualities, you know, because we're so arrogant and we think we do. And sometimes we know we don't have them, but we put on the air as if we do anyway because we want to, you know, impress somebody else. Okay? So just, you know, pretending to have qualities we don't, you know. I'm so intelligent. I'm so learned. I'm such a great practitioner. You know, I'm so rich. I'm well connected. I know all the right people, you know, and putting on airs and you know, pretending. Okay? Then the other one is deceit. And deceit is where we pretend not to have faults that we do have. Okay, so pretension is pretending to have good qualities we don't have, and deceit is pretending to have not to have bad qualities that we do have. Okay, and so you know, we cover up our you know, our suspicion, we cover up our doubt, we cover up how we manipulate other people. Yeah, we cover all that up and we present ourselves again as somebody who's just so cool, such a great person, so wonderful to be around, and you can really trust me and like me because I'm really, you know, top notch. Okay, I don't have those kind of faults, so we're just other people wrongly accusing me of doing that, but you know, I'm really cool. Okay. And we put on those kinds of things, especially like if we're attracted to somebody, you know, or we want to make a good impression on somebody. Instead of letting them see our true colors, we pretend to be something we aren't, and we pretend not to be what we are. Okay? Yeah, because we want to impress somebody. We want them to like us. We want them to think well of us. Yeah. So it's not very fair. Guess you know, Andagi used to say, at least with animals, they show their true colors, and you know what they're like, you know. My cats love me because I feed them, you know. They don't try and make it any other way. When I don't feed them and somebody else feeds them, they don't love me. It's very simple, you know. Okay? But human beings, we don't do this, you know. We try and you can cover our real motivations and make things look else otherwise so that we can get something for ourselves. Okay. Okay, so let's try and, you know, be truthful about what we are, admit, you know, our bad qualities, not put on airs and trying to deceive people regarding, you know, our real intentions or regarding our real qualities or regarding our real abilities, you know. I mean, sometimes you go in and apply for a job and you present yourself as, you know, just this completely wonderful person that the company should be so honored to hire. You know, and when in fact we lack some of the skills that the job description is asking for. Yeah. But instead of being honest, you know, we just paint ourselves into a corner, basically, because then even we get the job, we're now turned out not to be able to do it properly and have, you know, a lot of funny feelings at the workplace. Mm-hmm.